One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ready?
Ready.
Not a good number. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4, mix number
14.
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show. Sorry we missed last week, man.
We
actually had a sponsored episode that was set to come out, but you know what? The sponsors were like, you know what? We got to make them wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Leave them
you gotta chill.
Get like a cliffhanger. It's like the end of a season. A Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
right?
So basically it's planned. It was planned.
Yes, it was planned. But we apologize for that. But we're back and better than ever. And if it's your first time here, welcome to the podcast. That's Rika G over there, all the way in the United Kingdom.
I know. And that's JC all the way in the Philippines. By the way,
you know,
by the way, I am what?
Oh,
Alan.
France.
Oh, right. I don't miss University. It's so funny how different they say their countries.
Natawa ko sa mga ano, the ones in person. Anyway.
Gusto ko yung Bolivia ba or something.
France! France! France!
No, it's more like France!
France! Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Tell them about what we
Hello,
do here.
Hello, everybody. Okay, so basically we tell you all about our lives with a segment called Where You Been. And then after that, we have our TTs, which is basically our trending topics, what people are talking about on the internet.
Yeah, what are today we're focusing on actress Liza Soberano, or maybe she wants to be known as Hope now. We'll see. Liza Soberano, she posted a vlog last week talking about her showbiz career, among other things. And it kind of caused a little bit of a conflict amongst fans online. Well, which everything, I feel like there's conflict in everything. Anything can be posted online and people will find something issue about it. But we'll talk about that. And also, she recently also answered a few questions with Bea Alonso on on Bea Alonso's vlog. It was like a lie detector test. And there were some pretty interesting answers there. Something about clout chasing as a celebrity, among other things. So we'll discuss that. And then you found something which was pretty interesting as well, related to K-pop.
Yes, actually, you know what? I'm gonna add a little bit in there because there's actually like not minor news. I'm sure it's major news for a lot of K-pop fans. But YG is actually looking for Filipino talent. So YG Entertainment is the company behind Blackpink. Yeah, and I just remembered that maybe we can like kind of like tie it into, but you can cut me out if you know.
No, I'm done.
Anyway, and then in relation to the K-pop news, actually somebody who is a very big fan of K-pop in the Philippines, stole some money to buy merch, which is not that
great.
So we're going to reveal. It's not that great. So we're going to reveal all the details later. I know.
Yeah, it was featured on a show, right? Kapuso with Jessica Soho.
Yes, and her name is Bea. And by the way, if you see that name on Twitter, that's actually not her real name.
Not
so,
her real name.
Yeah, there are some like complicated bits in there. So I just want to talk about the YG thing before that. So I think it's just really fun. And a lot of people will would you audition? Anyway, let's talk
not
about
me.
That later on.
Not at all. No chance. It's not happening.
But you did once, though. You did.
Pinoy boy band superstar? Is that you? Are you bringing up old memories?
You know what? You should really bust out your moves again and things that you learned.
Yeah, in hindsight, man. In hindsight, I was like, what a waste of time. Like, why did I even try?
No, you put yourself out there.
I did.
I mean,
I didn't even get to sing. Did you know that? I didn't even get to sing.
You didn't get to sing?
No, I didn't get to sing because to sing, you have to do like a little talent portion and get 75% of the votes so that you can sing for the judges.
I feel like
was scripted anyway, son of a bitch. I have some thoughts on that.
Galit siya, guys.
Anyway, that band is now defunct. That band is now defunct. So I kind of dodged the bullet there. Right. But let's do Where You've Been, where we talk about our lives. And I think who went first last time? You did?
I did.
Yeah. So I should go first.
Yeah.
So this week, just fresh in my memory, remember that movie Searching with John Cho, where it's all set on a screen?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a semi sequel to it. Like it's set in the same kind of universe, same style, same writers. I don't know if it's the same director.
I don't know. But
it's
Safari called... naman.
No. It's actually, it's called Missing. So from Searching, okay. Looking Missing. This time the main character is the daughter played by Storm Reid. If you ever watch Euphoria, she plays Zendaya's sister, like little sister.
Yeah.
And she's searching for her mom who goes missing. And it's all done on screens. It's just as entertaining. I don't think it's as good as Searching, but it's equally as entertaining. I think you will love it. We watched it in theaters in Ortigas Cinemas, my first time there. Semi-Estancia.
Oh, it's open.
In Capitol Commons. Yeah. It's a nice
I remember cinema. I remember it opening on the week of the lockdown. 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. That's why.
That's why. Okay. It's my first time watching there. It was pretty good. And then we had...
Can I just say something, though?
Go.
Like, it baffles me how entertaining the movie Searching is.
That movie's so good!
Diba? Yung parang, if you look at it, maybe if you see the trailer before the movie, you're like, meh, I'm not sure. But when you watch the movie, you're like at the edge of your seat. So yeah. You guys watch it too.
It's the same for Missing. Like, it just never really stops. Like, you just keep going. And then there's always twists. And this one had twists on twists on twists. It won't let you stop. Like, it's like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Really entertaining movie. I really highly recommend it.
It seems like, though, they are going backwards. Alam mo yung parang yung una, Searching. Kala mo may mahahanap sila. Pero hindi. Yung sequel niya, Missing.
Missing. Ano nga yung next eh? Iniisip ko yung next eh.
Lost. Ano?
Lost.
Cannot
dapat
be found.
Kissing. Ano? Kissing. Searching, Missing.
Searching, Missing.
Missing.
Dying.
Ande, hindi dying. Hindi ba? Finding. Oh, wala. Finding. Oh, Finding.
Pwede.
Oh, di ba? Pwede. Searching, Missing, Finding.
Ano ba mga synonym ng Searching?
Anyway, if you watch Searching, like, actually, this isn't really a spoiler, but if you go on YouTube and you look up Searching, like, Easter eggs, there are, because they might sit on screen, so there's like news articles on news websites on their screen in the movie. If you look, there's actually a side story about the Earth. There's like an alien invasion happening at the same time.
Gosh.
Yeah,
I did
look
not
it up.
Know that.
And apparently I missed it because I was so focused on the main storyline in Missing. Yeah. But there's they continue that tradition of having like little articles and little video thumbnails showing like green light and whatever being shown in the world. So hopefully the next movie is like an alien invasion shit set on screen.
Oh, that would be cool. Nice.
But yeah, highly recommend Missing. We opted to watch that instead of Creed 3, which I haven't seen yet. Although I that's probably next on my movie watching agenda, Creed 3 with Michael B. Jordan, who directed it. But before we watched the movie, we ate like in Capitol Commons. I don't know if it's just weekends or when. I think it's just weekends. They have yung parang ano, food stalls outside.
And I think it's bigger now. When I saw your Instagram stories, I was like, parang mas madami ng stalls? Kasi
slightly, I guess.
I do remember it just being in that parang circle. Or am I just looking at it wrong?
No, I think it was all still in the same spot. I just feel like they changed the tenants. But we tried this place called Beast Burger or Burger Beast.
Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast, Burger Beast. Nakaka-irita lang is that you had to pay via QR code even if you were there. I hate that. That shit pissed me off, man. I have cash ready to throw down your panties, man. And you can't fucking have to make me order online. It doesn't make sense. Well, but
yeah, overall, I mean, it is overall kind of annoying.
Pero siguro that's the reason I don't like going to Z Hostel. You know, Z Hostel.
Bakit? Ganun sila?
Because you have to use a, you have to wear a wristband with a QR code. Why? Let me pay you cash, please.
Also, it's gonna ruin your outfit. It my doesn't aesthetic match your sanok. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, goodness, it doesn't, it won't match your Crocs and socks.
Nope.
Come on, man. One.
But the truffle burger from Burger Beast, I highly recommend. We also tried the umami bacon one, which was all right. Like, it's nothing like, nothing too crazy. Like, it wasn't that memorable. But the truffle burger, I would highly recommend. Other than that, man, I went to PT this week. I think I'm progressing pretty well. I had a hosting. I had a hosting last week,
and
the name of the debutante was Beyonce. Yeah, Queen B, man. It was pretty fun, man. It was
with
fun.
The same yung ano yung spelling.
Beyonce, yeah, smelled like Beyonce. Beyonce, yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And she was named after Beyonce. I asked. She was named after Beyonce. Although Beyonce was not necessarily the favorite Destiny's Child of the mom, apparently.
Really?
I didn't ask who. But who else could it be? Kelly? Come on.
Kelly? I mean, Kelly it Rowan? Could be.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be Kelly. No one likes Michelle. I mean,
Michelle?
Come on, man.
She could be somebody, you know.
No, like, Michelle is nobody's favorite
good
Destiny's
memory
Child.
With Michelle.
Michelle is like,
you know what? You're contributing to the narrative that everybody hates Michelle. Not everybody hates Michelle.
Yeah, but Michelle's nobody's favorite, man. That's crazy. That's like picking Backstreet Boys. That's like Howie. Do you know the names of Backstreet Boys? Not really. Howie, your favorite Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Howie. I do know Howie.
Or Chris, your favorite NSYNC member. Like, nobody. I'm sure they have a little mini fan club. But anyway, it's probably Kelly, right? If it's not Beyonce. But it was cool. It was at White Space along Chino Roses. Haven't been there in a while, man. I feel like the last time I was there was with you.
That's a Toby's big Coffee? Events place.
Yeah.
No, I think I went to a couple more events there before.
Before.
After that. After. But I remember we went coffee tasting, tama ba?
Yeah. It was nice. It was a nice venue. Like they set it up like the Northern Lights, Aurora Borealis, ooh, blah, blah, blah.
This is the time of the year, diba?
Is it?
I don't know. That comes out. Yeah,
it was not in my script, so I didn't get the memo. I think I did a pretty solid job compared to my last hosting where I messed up the intro. They were a bunch of baguettes kids like this. Because the last three debuts or two debuts that I hosted, it's a lot of like older, like more family people. This one had a lot of kids. Like young people, man.
Young.
They were drinking only drinks courtesy of the Black Box or whatever. It's like a mobile bar. Dude, mm-hmm. it was just shots on shots and mixed drinks all night for all the guests over there. It was pretty crazy. But it was a fun debut. Tunes, you know Tunes, right? DJ Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tunes was the DJ. It was pretty cool. Shout out to LaBelle, who is the events company that always gets me for debuts. They did a great job as well. But other than that, man, it was pretty chill week. Did I do anything else? No, man. Pretty much Finn. Oh, I watched The Last of Us. Caught up on that. That's Finn for me. How about you, friend?
Okay, first of all, it is snowing pretty hard here. I'm looking out
it's
the window.
It's snowing!
The snow is just, it's white. It's incredible. It's not frost. It's not just like icy roads. It's actual snow, like Santa, baby, if you really care. Yeah. Ganon. Nice. Grabe, feeling ko pababa na si Santa. Ganon.
Damn.
Anyway, it is snowing. I'm so happy. Anyway, but actually this week was kind of like a jam-packed week / anxiety-ridden week. Feeling ko lang. So I think I want to start with, I'm going to start with yesterday. Yesterday, I had a full day of class and I feel so lucky because our master's like this term they invited a lot of producers from BBC, from different podcast companies, for us to kind of like ask our questions, basically. And then we got to listen to their work, which I feel like I'm so lucky because these are just like podcast companies that I hear from, like Wondery, Loftus, you know what I mean? Like, narinig mo lang sila at the end of like a podcast that you hear. And apparently like these people who are in front of us are like the producers of it, which is super cool. Parang naka-inspire. It's like a masterclass, basically. Every week we have a masterclass with a producer from BBC. We had one from Loftus.
Have you met Greg James? I want to meet Greg James, dude. That's like
We met one from Mags Creatives. I mean, like, obviously when you listen to a podcast, you don't really seek out this information. Na parang, oh, it was produced by this company and produced by this company. But it's nice to see faces behind the actual show. Because literally the show that I was listening to, Partners in Crime, which is from Mags Creative, we talked to the producer of it, like the actual person who wrote the script.
Scripts and everything. Nice.
Yeah, so it was really nice to learn from them. It was a Newsday. I don't know if like, nag-resonate sa inyo, nakikwento ako about Newsday. But anyway, so basically, like that's like an assessed day for us. Kumbaga graded siya na araw. Like everything that you do is graded. And we have to like find news during the day and stuff like that. Dude, I had to find news about farming. And I'm like,
what?
Is she a farmer? No, she ain't.
Damn.
I had no idea.
what kind of farming news do you... I mean, all jokes aside, what would be a farming news headline for you?
You know what? When we got to like look for news and we got to actually listen in on the producer of the show that we're making, like Farming Today, that's the show. Parang ang dami pa lang, like sobrang daming like pwede mo pa lang pag-usapan when it comes to farming. Like there's regenerative agriculture, like there's like farming waste and everything. It's just so much. Kasi nga, you know, that
farming
basically it's
today,
like farming.
That's the name of the show.
That's farming the name of the show. And it's a daily news show.
I know.
Show. It's
that's
not
crazy.
Like it's not like a featurey. It's not a feature show. It's not like alam mo yun. No, it's like an everyday news show. So you have to find something new every day. So anyway, we got to talk to the producer of that. And she was so passionate about farming too and agriculture. So that was really nice. It wasn't like the best feeling ever because when I pitched my story to the class, somebody else kind of pitched that story to the producer. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
okay.
It was my original. Nanahan lang ako, but you know what? I'm a big girl. I'm over it. Pero sa totoo, kahapon, I was bitching about it yesterday. Sinasabi ko na, I'm mature. Kaya ko to. I'm a big girl. Tapos biglang, ano ko na. But anywho, so after that, I actually went out with a friend, Charlotte. Yes, she's real.
Hey,
she's a true
Charlotte.
Person. Yeah,
Charlotte.
So we went out for pizza. We went out for pizza and gin and tonics. And then, why?
I was just, normally it's like Coke.
A gin and
beer.
Soda pala ako.
Pizza gin and tonic. Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Moving on up.
And then actually, I don't know, here, as in, well, I don't know, because I can't finish a whole pizza, but here people can finish like a whole pizza. I know you can.
I know, I can, yeah.
I know.
Maybe because it's cold. Maybe because they need to pad up for the winter.
Maybe, but yeah, parang nagulat ako na parang that's a thing. Like people just get one whole pizza for themselves. Usually, diba parang sa atin, okay, kuha tayo isang pizza, isang pasta, tapos share tayo. Parang ganon. Yeah, so, but that was really fun. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about the name of the restaurant that we ate at. But yeah, anyway, I think that's it. The weekend was kind of, The weekend was just me trying to, like, frantically trying to look for news for the Farming Today program. Yeah. It was my birthday last week. And that was really fun. Yeah, that was really fun. So Ryan came over and then we cooked dinner at home. We got, like, store-bought cake and then my friends called me. And that's it. Now I am 30, baby.
Oh yeah, 30. Fuck, man, you're 30. How's it feel?
Yeah,
real talk.
It feels the same. Feel? And so no, right? And you know what? The worst, no, you know right? What? My knee, one knee, and it's so annoying because it's just the right knee that's hurting all the time. And I'm like,
oh, no.
And I had to get like a knee support, and I'm so scared because I don't want to get what you have, like all right. ACL, because basically that's how it starts, diba? Na parang ma-overextend mo or like ma-over.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, usually if you don't stretch it and you don't warm up before jogging. I mean, especially you're gonna do rock climbing, right? If you don't warm up before, you go one way, your knee goes the other. It's bye bye.
No,
see you there.
No,
see you.
No, don't even. Yeah, so I'm very careful. So I actually went climbing also this week, which was really fun. It was fun because the problems or like the, what do you call that? Like yung parang roots that you climb were different this time because they had a competition the day before I went. So parang yung mga roots that they have, like the problems that they have. Pinilitan nila. It was very like pang competition. Tas feel na feel ko, pero wala naman akong maakyat. As in like, literally sobrang dami kong like halfway through, okay, next. As in, ang hirap talaga, but it was really fun. It was really nice. There were a lot of people. And I think I didn't really watch anything new on here, on Netflix. So I'm just going to say Finn.
Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Oh, yeah. Also, before we move on to the TTs, we forgot to mention we have some Lecce fan mail today.
Mail.
All right. We'll do that later on after we do the TTs. But let's begin with our first TT of the day. We're talking about Liza Soberano, the actress. You might know her. Most of you probably know her. If you watch Philippine TV or movies within the last 10 years, you've probably seen her. What's happening with her is that she recently uploaded a vlog, a 14-minute vlog on her YouTube channel entitled This Is Me. And then she was updating everyone about her, what she'd been doing the past year, the new career like that she's kind of trying to achieve in the United States. But one of the things that really caught a lot of people's ears and eyes was when she started talking about her career in the Philippines, you know. She had a big love team with Enrique Hill, right? Liz Ken, diba? And she was talking in her vlog. She was saying that, let me just read it verbatim. I hope you understand that by doing so, by giving into the pressure of doing what everybody else wants for me, I'm being unfair to myself. So in short, if you watch the video, she's implying that she never got the career freedom in her career to pursue what she really wanted because she was always boxed in doing what her management wanted her to do. Here's another quote from her. I've sacrificed my childhood. I've sacrificed my freedom and I've sacrificed my happiness to present Liza Soberano to the world. I think I've earned the right to finally be me, to finally be able to do things for me as Hope Soberano. That's what she said in her vlog. And if you watch the video, it doesn't seem malicious at all, right? If you read the statement here, you could maybe find some malicious intent. But if you watch it, it seems like she's very appreciative of what happened in the past. She's appreciative of the Liz Ken fans and whatnot. But of course, people took this and ran with it online, and a lot of people are kind of upset at her for saying she was ungrateful for, you know, the opportunities that she was given, that she wouldn't be anywhere where she wouldn't be where she is right now if she had not been Liza Soberano doing all those, you know, those teleseries and those movies with Enrique. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think people should be mad at her for doing this?
I mean, I feel like with with her following, people are gonna get mad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of people who know her. It's just like empty voices, really. But I mean, it is her career, and she can take her career into a different, you know, place wherever she wants. But you know what though? Like, I kind of do believe that in the Philippines, there is some sort of yung ganun nga na parang that because it worked 10 years ago and it worked na parang palagi
it should still work, right?
Love theme. Yeah, it should still work this year. And I'm like, maybe we can have some creative freedom when it comes to that. We do have a lot of talent here in the Philippines. I'm not saying that's the wrong way, because we do know that it works, diba? Parang if it ain't broke, right?
But it's corny as fuck, bro. I'm just saying, man. There is good chemistry between actors sometimes. Even in the United States, for example, there's a lot of, you know, like Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. They've been in a few movies together, right? Like, it works. But if every fucking Ryan Gosling movie was always Emma Stone and vice versa, how fucking tiring is that? Yeah. How old is that? How corny is that?
At saka, for me, kasi parang, for me, these are just my thoughts. I feel like why it doesn't work at this point now, because, you know, the world is so much bigger. We have the internet. It's not like, ang nakikita lang natin is that little box in front of us, the TV, diba? Na parang that's the only thing that brings us joy. No, it's a lot of things. It's the World Wide Web, baby. Alam mo yun? Parang, so parang mas exposed tayo with a lot of things and yeah.
And there's more, that's not the only thing that excites us.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more avenues to put media out. I mean, besides teleseries and movies, you know, Star Cinema movies, for example, in this case, I mean, there's vlogs, there's TikTok, there's, you know, there's even podcasts, you know, just to use a, you know, minor example there. There's so many other ways to kind of portray a story that doesn't need to use the same formula from an executive's point of view, that why it works and why they continue to do it. But I feel like it's also a bunch of old heads up there just like not thinking of, you know, there's more that could be done with it. But that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is true, because, you know, whenever we work with other people, you know, especially in the film industry, and we see all these films, we see all these collaborations and the stories that they have na parang that's not in the mainstream media, we always ask ourselves, parang, why isn't this on the big screen? Why isn't this being shown, you know, in the cinema or like on TV or whatever? Na parang mapapaisip tayo na there is so much talent in the creative industry of the Philippines.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show nga na you are, I mean, like, ako, I kind of agree with you na parang there are some like big wigs up there who kind of, who are probably, hindi ko alam if they are kind of exposed to the creative industry right now, like the environment of our creative industry in the Philippines. I'm sure they are, but maybe we're not sure. But, maybe.
Yeah. But she did end the vlog saying like she was really grateful for everything that she's experienced, both professionally and personally. And she also addressed, remember there was this time back in the day when she was getting a lot of, criticism because her Instagram was full of sponsored posts. Do you remember that? I don't know if you remember that, but there's a time when
I feel like that's not Instagram, new. It's not new.
She even mentioned on the vlog saying that she's gonna be more mindful now of the brands that she works with. She wants to pick brands that she actually uses. Blah blah blah. And I don't know if you've been, you're not here, but if you've driven along EDSA, you've probably seen it. She's the new face of Maya.
Hey, Maya. Nice.
Maya.
I mean,
and
that's,
if you watch the commercial,
that,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good commercial. Like she said in the vlog she wanted to do her own, like, you know, she wanted to choose her career path and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think she directed the video. Like it's a pretty interesting take. You should watch it. I think you'd like it. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah. I actually saw her like snippets of her vlog, I think on Facebook, I think, or probably TikTok. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, picking your like the sponsored posts and stuff, I'm sure that's like a privilege that you have when you have that kind of influence and that, you know, And I mean, she is Liza, I feel like.
Yeah,
I mean, ako hindi ko ma- kung ano man yung lumanding sa lap ko, tatanggapin ko.
Yeah, true. True.
Hindi na beggars aren't choosers.
Diba? Diba? Yeah. But just in addition to that, adding to, I don't want to say adding to the fire, but more, more ammunition has been like taken up against Liza now because she also recently guested on Bea Alonzo's YouTube channel where she took a lie detector test and she answered a bunch of questions. It's a long video. Like, I didn't watch all of it. I just went to the questions I wanted to see the answers to. One of the interesting answers was they asked about, Bea asked her, what are Liza's thoughts on being called a clout chaser, right? And she said, yes, she is a clout chaser. And she said, there's no shame in clout chasing. That's what the industry is. And verbatim, that's what I don't get actually about the Philippines. Everybody's afraid of social climbing or clout chasing, but our industry is all about exposure and collaboration. Do you have thoughts on that, Rika G? That's a pretty,
I mean,
that's a spicy comment right there.
Yeah, it is. It is. I feel like because clout chasing has a negative connotation in it, I feel like maybe if, I feel like it's called another term. Na parang what they're doing is basically just social climbing, I guess.
Yeah.
Kumbaga parang, di ba? Obviously, that's your job. That's your career. And what you need is like collaboration and networking. But siguro 10 times better, alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
Parang in a bigger like magnitude. So I feel like if you do want to get to the top, I feel like, yeah, that's kind of what you need
to be a Kardashian.
Do.
I always say, be a Kardashian.
That's the thing. I feel like you don't have to be awful though. Kumbaga parang, because I do know some people na parang who got to the top by kind of, kumbaga parang, they step on people or, alam mo yun, maninira sila or parang, alam mo yun, na parang, or, let's say, because it's common, like sleeping with people or whatever, yung mga ganun. I just feel like there's, kumbaga parang di mo kailangan maging awful for you to get to the top.
So be a Bretman Rock, right? Be a Bretman.
Be a Bretman Rock. But at the same time,
by the way, huh?
I know.
He was here.
Who's, by the way, I feel like very controversial siya. And like I said, like Liza said, na parang, yeah, clout chasing. Because basically, kung ano man yung nagtitrend ngayon and what people are watching or getting into, if you get into that, obviously more people
you
will
have a
look
chance.
At you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, no, I agree what you said earlier that the term itself does have a negative connotation. That's why when people say it, you always think of bad things. But if you word it differently, like you said, I don't know the correct wording or what wording would be better appreciated. But riding on trends is what gets people to stardom most of the time, right? A lot of TikTok creators became big because they went on the trend that was going on. Bella Porch got huge because she did the M to the B, baby. Like, if she never did that video, who knows where she would be right now. And in a sense, she was clout chasing because she picked the popular trend and wanted people to watch her do it. Mm. That is clout chasing. It just sounds bad because you're saying you're chasing clout. It sounds bad.
Clout
it sounds
chasing.
Awful.
Yeah. I love that she is really, kumbaga, she's walking the talk. Kumbaga, when she said that I'm going to take control of my life, of my career, that is what she did by answering that question. That parang, I am clout chasing. Kumbaga parang, people are trying to hurt her by saying, oh, clout chaser ka, whatever. And then she goes on the podcast or the YouTube channel saying, yeah, I am. Okay, so what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so true. It's so true what she's trying to achieve. Na parang, ginagawa niya talaga. So,
yeah. And other questions, I mean, just to kind of cap this off, people are wondering, did she ever have a thing with James Reed? She said no, and it was true on the lie detector test. You know, of course, people were speculating because she did join James Reed's Careless group. That's their new management, right? And then there's one question that I think people were seeing online. I saw people online, it was trending her answer, and they didn't like her answer or whatever. They were hating on her for it. So you know the movie Hello, Love, Goodbye with Kathleen and Alden. So apparently that movie was offered to her to Liza and Enrique first, but they were doing Bagani, right? They were doing the teleserie Bagani, So Liza asked them to like save the role for them. Mm-hmm. But then apparently they moved on and they approached Katrin to star in it with Enrique first. And then like apparently she was kind of hurt by that, blah, 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 because this, you know, she really wanted it, blah, blah, blah. And then so people on Twitter are now saying like, you know, Katrin was going to do it better anyway, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. La lang.
Medyo drama. Feeling ko all of the people who are talking about all of that, kumbaga parang, feeling ko if you're Liza or if you're Katrin, kumbaga parang medyo mapapaisip ka na, what's happening, guys? We're all just trying to, you know, work. We're all just trying to, you know, make money here.
But it's a great video, the one with Bea Alonzo. Like, she answers a lot of questions that, you know, as a person who's always been curious about the behind the scenes of Philippine showbiz, there's a lot of insight in there. And it's really, it's a lie detector. I don't know how much editing was done, but you can see that it seems to be a pretty honest answers from Liza. Yeah. And
lie detectors are like debunked. Diba? Parang hindi na siya, it doesn't really.
Well, they're not admissible in court because you can fool obviously them, right? It's not foolproof, right?
Pero basically parang, yeah, I mean, like, obviously I'm sure she answered things truthfully or in her truth.
So that is the Liza Soberana thing. Do please watch the commercial ng Maya because I thought it was really well done. Some people are not liking it. I'm guessing they are just haters, but it was a pretty interesting concept that I haven't really seen done in a while, or at least done here for recently. So any more thoughts on Liza or Hope?
That's it, man.
Yeah, Wapow?
Wapow. Okay, let's move on to the next TT. So these YG. Are both these are both K-pop related, but this is basically just me. Parang medyo nag na-excite lang ako because YG Audition posted on Monday that they're going to be holding a global audition in Manila. I guess they kind of saw the traction that it's getting in the Philippines, right? So the pre-application will be on it started yesterday, March 7 to April 9. So if you guys don't know, YG is the music label of Blackpink. So basically, they're in your area. As in and then it's going to be at, so the actual audition will be on April 16 at Zero Studio in QC. So, here's the thing.
There's qualifications.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
There's an age, right?
Applicants should be born between 2004 and 2012.
Oh my God.
We are so far off. Oh, sobrang layo na natin.
That's out of my stratosphere.
Alam mo, kung merong Dropbox option doon, medyo magsiscroll pa tayo pababa. Magsiscroll pa tayo papuntang 1990. So 2004 to 2012. So aspirants.
If you're born 2004.
2004.
That makes you
19.
That makes you 19. Holy fuck! If you're 19, you were born in 2004.
Yeah, dude. And then you can be as young as 13, tama ba? Or 11?
My 11, siguro minus 7. 11. Yeah, 12.
Yeah,
12.
Oh, 12.
8. Yeah, 11. Tama, 11. 11, 12. Wow.
Because, I mean, yeah, I feel like the younger. I mean,
because it takes years, start, right? Doesn't it take years to develop?
It does. I mean, kita mo naman BTS, they got big, like what? Ano na sila? 27, 20.
True.
But they started 15, 14, ganon.
And apparently, I am looking at the Facebook page here, that you can audition for a category, but you can only choose one. So there's vocal, rap.
Yes.
Vocal, rap, yeah. Dance, and appearance. What does.
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. When it comes to the K-pop groups, usually they have like the face of the group. Parang ganon. Parang they have the face of the group. But it doesn't mean that they're not talented. It doesn't mean that they can't dance or sing. Because usually, I guess that's just a way for you to get in. But once you're in, you have to be good at singing and dancing, basically. So applicants may also sign up in person on the venue before 2 p.m., but they also have like a link that they have.
Mm. So, there's a lot of talented P-pop. I wonder if they are going to audition. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good P-pop groups.
Yeah.
Just, I don't think they're getting the recognition or the, I don't know, because I see some of their music videos, the production quality is not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just maybe it's not that popular here yet, but
I think there's some sort of kumbaga parang pressure from the people na parang, yeah, tinatry nyo lang gayahin yung K-pop and stuff like that. But if you really look at their stuff, if you listen to their songs, you listen to their, or you watch their videos, it's really good. Yeah.
But are they auditioning for a Korean audience? You know what I mean?
Know,
like, is this going to be like, are they going to train them in Korea so that they will pop off in Korea first?
I'm not sure. Kasi parang, what if they will be part of a Korean, like mostly Korean group? Kasi like, mm-hmm. like si Lisa, diba? Hindi naman siya Korean.
She's Thai. But, she's Thai, right?
Yeah, she's Thai, but you know, nilagay siya sa mostly Korean group. So yeah, it could be. I mean, there are no details here. It's not. I don't know if they're gonna make like a P-pop group or whatever. But yeah, maybe they're just looking for people here. I mean,
so if there's any Lecce fans, right, born between 2004 and 2012, right? You know, if you're up right now, you know, if it's not past your bedtime, you can audition to be part of YG's roster. Grabe, no?
Would you just shoot your shot? Ano lang, kunwari lang.
No. Back in the day, maybe if I was 19.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. But the thing is, dude, I can't dance, man. Like, I've known that since birth. Like, I can't dance.
I know, rap.
You know, like, saan ka? Yeah, I know, but I know. I feel like maybe I could rap. Maybe I could even learn vocals. But I see all the K-pop groups, man. They all dance.
Yeah, they all dance.
Like, they can, even the ones in the back, like, you know, normally they center the, like, the better dancers or whatever. They can all still, I cannot dance. Like, literally, yeah, I don't have a, hindi malambot yung, ano, katawan nyo.
Naalala ko nung tinatry niya ni Lexi na yung i-dance yung Tala ba yun?
Yes, Tala. I remember that. Sama ng tawa mo nun, ha? Bastos ka.
Same pa din yung tawa. But anyway, okay. So moving on to Wapow. Yeah. Kind of connected. We also have a case of K-pop fever gone wrong. So basically, there's an episode of Kapuso Mo, Jessica Soho, who featured this one student called Bea. That's not her real name.
Right.
And basically, the news is she stole around 2 million pesos from her grandmother to buy K-pop merch. But I believe it's not 2 million pesos at one time. Kumbaga pa unti-unti.
Diba? Grabe naman kung one time.
Oh nga eh. Parang medyo ano na yun eh. Parang national news.
That's some Ocean's anyway, 11 shit if she did that.
Yeah. So basically, paunti-unti siyang kumukuha ng money sa grandmother niya. And now she currently has 3,000 photo cards in 23 binders and 50 albums of BTS, Blackpink, NCT, and NHYPEN, and they're all worth 2.7 million pesos right now. Which, ako, I believe that this could be actually the amount that she paid for, because I mean,
could be worth more now or less.
Yeah, and plus, you know, merch, it's not cheap, especially if you buy it from Korea. Tapos papadala mo pa dito. Yeah, it's not cheap.
Mm. Yeah. So based on what I saw from the Kapuso Mo Jessica Soho, they even featured a photo card which was worth around 50,000 pesos. Like that was the, you know, just to give you an image of how, you know, this collection, because if you look at the collection, it's pretty big, but it all fits on a couch. I see a picture right here. It's not like gold bars or like, iPhones or something. Like, you're looking at, because for me, I'm not a big K-pop person. So when I see this, I'm in awe that all of this, like this paper and these just photos, really add up to that much. But it does. And they featured a card there that was around 50,000 pesos. And I did not know that they went for that high. What are the ones that go for that high? Like, what, for example, if you were going to get one for 50K, what would you get with it? Does it come with a signature or like a...
No, it's, I guess it's because of the exclusivity of it. Na parang you're the only, yeah, it's super rare. You're like one of the 8 people in the world who has that. Right. And it could go up to, you know, even more in the future. But I kind
of. Paano nalalaman yung rarity? Like, how do you know that this is rare and this is common? You know, like in Pokemon cards, you can tell, right?
If it's a yeah, shiny. When you're in the, when you're in the world of K-pop, you know, merch. At saka, you know what? There is actually a different world of photo cards. Because when you're a fan, you know all these merch. But you don't get into, let's say, photo cards just like that. Kumbaga, some people, nagre-ready sila na parang, guys, feeling ko, this isn't the era for me to get into photo card. Literal, it's like a different entity of being a fan. Yeah, yes. So it's not just like, oh, when I'm a fan, I'm going to get one photo card, then one album, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure some people do that, but a lot of people are like, ready na ba ako? Kasi once I collect photo cards, it's not going to stop. You know what I mean?
It's like NFTs, yeah, I guess, for some people, no?
Yeah, NFT collectors,
like, once they start getting into a collection, they just have to have more. But the ending of, at least for the Jessica Soho segment, is that she apologized, see Bea, although that is not a real name, that she apologized for taking the money, and you know, she's seeking apologies, obviously, from her Lola and whatnot. But another story that kind of grew from that one is that after that episode aired, there have been, although not, you know, explicitly connected to Kapuso Mo, there have been people who've been getting their photo cards stolen, because I guess the episode has shown that, you know, some of these cards are really worth that much. Some are even 50,000 pesos and above. That there have been some incidences that there's one specifically that I saw on Twitter that happened at MRT, I think, MRT station. Like, they took the BTS Jimin photo card.
No. Yeah. Here's the thing, because I feel like, yeah, of course it's still, you know, it's parang it will still affect you because you spent money on that, even though sabihin natin hindi siya 50,000 pesos. Because I think what they're saying is, guys, hindi lahat ng photo cards worth 50,000 pesos. So, yes, like, huwag nyo nang pagdiskitahan yung photo card ko ni Jimin, please. Yeah. But at the same time, you have some sort of like attachment to that when you're a K-pop fan. And I kind of get like the concern na parang you can't just like take my photo cards. Obviously, that's theft. Kahit pa sabihin natin, piso lang yan. You know, that's still mine. It's not for you to take. So that's a thing. They are kind of like calling out to Jessica Soho na parang what you showed probably kind of like yung iba yung message.
The interest of thieves.
Tapos, naiba yung message na sa mga tao na parang feeling nila all the photo cards are that amount.
Worth that much, yeah.
So people are calling out to that. So, Jessica Soho released a statement basically saying na, so ito yung statement na yung line na, nakipag-ugnayan kami sa MRT sa ibang talapit na police station. Basically, sinabi nila na wala pa naman daw nare-report in the past 48 hours na may nananakawan. So, basically, they're saying that it's not their fault. Parang
just,
ganun.
It's just the online chatter is what they're saying. Like, it's just online accusations. But they're still, I feel like, I mean, they're still, should still be taken seriously, you know what I mean? Because I'm reading the comments of some of these on some of these posts regarding the theft of the BTS card, in this case, Jimin, is that someone said that no one used to notice my cards on display, but now it seems that that's what everyone seems to see. And some people are even asking if my cards cost 50,000 each. Like, stuff like that. It just goes to show that the reach of Kapuso Mo just extends to, it's wide and it's influential. It's still, I mean, it's not, because, you know, when you're, especially me, like, I just asked you, like, how do I know what cards are expensive or whatnot? Yeah. To somebody who is maybe desperate for money, when they see that, they're thinking, shit, I should just get anything K-pop related and, you know, just cast a wide net and hopefully I find something rare. So that's why I see posts online that it's scary to be a K-pop fan right now in the Philippines. That's the headline.
You know what? Also, another thing. In the bottom of it, guys, huwag kayo magnakaw, please. For like, huwag kayo magnakaw in general. Okay, huwag kayo magnakaw. Diba? Thou shall not steal. Pero huwag kayo magnakaw din sa lola nyo tapos mabili kayo ng merch. Guys! Okay, isip-isip lang. Gets ko naman na parang, you know what I mean? There, gets ko kasi yung feeling. Yung feeling na, shucks, gusto ko talaga. Gusto ko talaga nung album na yon. But, you know, that's still stealing. That's still theft. That's still not for you to take, guys. Okay.
But if you had the money, is it worth you? Would you ever buy, if you had the money? If you had the money, would
gosh,
you buy a
gosh, I do. I remember buying a basket full of merch worth 10,000 pesos and no regrets talaga. Kasi ang sarap ng feeling na parang, okay, alam ko it might not, you know, like, hindi yung magets. Pero ang sarap ng feeling na parang, first of all, sinusuportahan mo yung, you know, the group that you love and the people that give you music and entertainment and everything. So parang, syempre, you get something in return, obviously, you have that, so...
Yeah,
it's worth it if you have the money, obviously. It's gonna bring you so much happiness. Pag nakita mo yung shrine mo of albums, parang, I did all of this.
Yeah. You know, I told you before, I've said it on the podcast before, I spent over $500 on dressing my character up in the game to look like an anime
character.
Yeah,
dude, character. It's the same thing.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Like a bunny, like they're, you know, just so that they can get cool. It doesn't make me, like, it doesn't even improve me in the game. It just makes me look fucking badass.
Yeah,
and it's, I spent $500 on that during the pandemic.
It's the same thing when, like, guys poke fun at, like, girls na parang, oh, parang sumisigaw kayo sa, like, kapag dumadaan yung K-pop superstar na, ano, na super fan kayo, tapos bibili kayo ng merch. Dude, it's the same thing.
Pag, LeBron James!
Pag dumaan si LeBron, hindi ka ba sisigaw? Diba? Pilingero ka. Pilingero. Hindi ka ba bumibili ng sneakers? Feeling mo, totoong signature ni LeBron yung nandyan sa sneakers mo. Hindi.
Ah, man. But anyway, any more thoughts on this K-pop thing before we move on to our Let You Fan Mail?
That's it, man.
All right. Well, pow. Shall we do some Let You Fan Mail? We haven't done this in a while, man. Let Your Fan Mail, we've been begging, right? We've been begging.
I know.
For people to send us emails. And you know what? They heard our pleas, Rika.
Yay. Okay.
Let's start with the first one from Phil, a.k.a. Ido Phil on Instagram. It says, hi, Rika and JC. I'm Ido Phil, or just Phil for short. And I'm a longtime listener ever since, even before I moved to the UK in 2019.
Oh, wow.
When I found out that Rika moved to Bristol, I was so excited for her. Enjoyed listening to Where You Been more because I love how Rika talks about UK pubs, alcohol, tourist spots, and just in general, because that's how I felt when I first moved. I'm based in Portsmouth, which is south of England, around three hours away from Bristol. Do you know where that is, Rika G? Portsmouth?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I haven't been there, but I do know where it is. In the same region as Bristol. Yeah.
Nice. I'm a nurse for the NHS. I think NHS, National
the Health, National Health something. I have a letter.
Society. Okay.
And that's basically like their healthcare system.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a nurse for the NHS and moved here in 2019 and I'm loving it here. Can't wait for Rika's first UK summer experience because I'm sure she'll love it.
Me too, but I'm still in the snow season. There's snow in front of me. So Phil, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. It's so exciting because they do say that the summer here also is like very beautiful and I can't wait. Yeah.
And he says, finishes off the email saying, if any of you visit this side of England, I'm more than happy to show you around. And if you're lucky, maybe I can buy you drinks too. I'm doing my UK drive test. I'm doing my UK driving test in April. So wish me luck so I can even drive you guys for free. All the best to the Halala Show. Cheers from Phil. And then he shared a selfie that he took with me in 2019. I remember this. I think I was hosting something for Sony back in the day. So shout out to Phil. So at Portsmouth, are you going, Rika G, or what?
Where? In Portsmouth?
Portsmouth. Are you going to go one day?
One day. Yeah, one could day. Be. I'm not sure if yun ba yung meron silang parang cute beaches. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah.
Summertime.
Alam ko wala namang tatalo sa summer in the Philippines, diba? The beaches in the Philippines. It's just that I'm excited.
Shall we move on to the next one? Do you have it up?
Yes, I do have it up. Okay.
This one
from Bond. Okay. Literally, okay. I read the whole email already, thinking that you were just being so polite and so quiet. Anyway. Okay, Bond says, good day to both of you. I guess this is the perfect time for me to write you again after trying to reach you again and again to no avail.
No avail?
I know. Sa RX and PMR pa. So since I've been hearing on your past two podcasts that you weren't receiving any emails, I think my email will now be read on your podcast. Pathetic. Haha. I am a silent rusher. Words ngayon, hindi kami yun na. Sabi niya, I am a silent rusher. Been listening to TMR every day. That is where I got to hear both of you on air. It was really saddening when you left one by one. It was really sad.
It was sad.
That's when I started listening to the podcasts and was able to find Chico and Gino's podcast first. Then I also thought of searching if you also have a podcast of your own. Very happy and glad that you do. And also very glad that you didn't stop, even if Rika has moved. Thank you for always putting a smile on my face whenever I listen to your podcast. Really helps keeping the stress away. Still hoping that you could do a collab with your former RX co-DJs. That will definitely be fun. More power and more sponsors. Bon.
Aw, thank you, Bon. You know, we really should do that, man. We should invite
our
RX homies.
Oh my gosh.
To join us once in a while, that would be sick.
Grabe. Gugustuhin ko ba to be in a podcast with Chico and Gino? Kasi ang gagawin lang naman nila, lalaitin lang nila. I love them.
They make fun. I love when they talk about the movies that they watch.
I know.
Yeah. Galing.
Yeah.
But really Bon, thank you for finding us. Means a lot. It means a lot. Like they, you know, because sometimes when I signed off radio, I don't want to speak for you, but I was like, man, will anyone really listen to me?
I know.
All. You know what I mean? And it feels nice that there's people who followed from there and kept listening.
And I guess that's why we love, you know, the Leche fans. Kasi parang kahit na sabi natin, we are a small group. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a lot of us, but still, you guys listen every week. Kahit na walang kwenta yung sinasabi namin.
Yeah. It feels nice.
Yeah, it feels nice. So thank you, Bon. Okay, thank let's you, move Bon. On to the next one.
This one from Monty says, hi, JC and Rika. Please call me Monty. Rika introduced me to the show. I've been listening to her since TMR days 2017. I still listen to The Morning Rush, but of course, I would have loved it more if she was still there. I found her very relatable, and we almost had the same birthday. Monty was born Feb 28. Oh, belated.
What?
Happy birthday.
We do have the same birthday. Not almost. It's the same.
Hindi, baka same time. Baka yun yung ibig sabihin niya. Same hospital, you know. I hear references of JC on TMR from time to time, but I first heard him talk on the Halala show. I find him funny, cute, and humble. I'm so fond of him now, and I also listen to Tevez of the Best. Wow, thank you.
Wow.
I love it whenever he becomes so authentic on the show, talking about his frustrations in life and about thinking he's not getting anywhere. Oh, yeah. I do that all the time, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone in our age group relates. I kind of feel nice to know that I'm not alone. And these kinds of thoughts also come across as someone as great as JC. Wow, I'm great. Thank you.
Nux.
I wanted to write because you may be feeling that nobody wants to message you or interact with you. I'm just a silent listener, but the company you provide whenever I'm doing my workouts or commuting is priceless.
Oh,
please keep
nice.
Doing what you do. I'd love to grow old with you and be able to relate to you in other ways in the future. Take care, wishing you the best. That is a sweet, sweet
Monty.
Email. Thank you so much, Monty.
That is so sweet. Grabe. Old, right. We're almost there.
Dude, I mean, think about it, right? We started 2018, so we've been doing it for 5 years now, almost, right?
Yeah.
Almost five. Five in like August. And I don't even remember what we talked about back then.
Back then? Wasn't it like the penis ashtray or
penis ashtray,
right?
What,
remember?
It's so immature, right?
We're
so
hello,
we're talking about
even with what Bon said. I mean, like, I do remember us, we had to talk about, like, of course, I wanted to move here to the UK, and obviously, like, what I mean, like, diba parang ako never ko naisip na we're gonna stop doing the podcast because dahil lang hindi tayo, you know, in the same country. Obviously, that's the beauty of the internet, diba? Mm-hmm. Na parang, also, it's really fun to talk to you guys and like makita sa Facebook group, which, by the way, join the Facebook group if you guys want random shit on your timeline.
It just blows my mind, dude, that we've been doing it for almost 5 years. Like that number just kind of hit me now. I guess the pandemic skewed time for me, but it's just crazy that we've been talking relatively once a week for that many months.
I know.
It's pretty wild. So
grabe. Okay. 7% na lang yung laptop ko. So let's do this, guys.
Let's do this. All right. You want to read this one? You got it,
last
Karen?
Karen says, "Hey Rika and JC, finally nakakatch up na rin ako sa episodes niyo. It's a bittersweet feeling kasi wala na akong i-binge listen. Oh no! No, that's okay. Oh. Kasi we have Tevez of the Best and, you know, a lot of other stuff from PNA. I was so happy when you had the Tres Leches with Say Tioco. Oh my gosh! Say! I wrote about it and requested for it for my last email. I also asked Rika in that email on recommendations for a coffee machine, and I'm really glad that her passion turned into a business. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just want to share why I stopped listening to your podcast during the pandemic. Okay. I never had COVID ever, but it still fucked me up mentally. I never really understood what was wrong with me that time. I just stopped doing things that usually sparks joy in me, including listening to your podcast. I tried many things on my own to go back on track, but it was just temporary. Then that's when I decided to talk to a psychiatrist and have regular therapy sessions. I didn't expect that it will work, honestly, because I'm a skeptic. I never believe in those psychology. Akala ko, loka-loka lang, nagpapa-therapy. Long story short, I'm back on track again with the occasional slips, but I understand myself more after taking the sessions. I'm not too hard on myself for those occasional slips. Just want to share as well, same as Rika. I took a leap and moved to a new country last year. Wow.
Congrats.
I am in Australia. Ayon. Hi, mate. Nor. Di ba ganun yung mga tao ngayon? Nor. Pinipilit ko lang rin magka-accent. To all the Leche fam, to the Leche fam out there, please take care of yourself. Don't hesitate to ask for help. I know lahat ng nasa group are willing to listen kahit ano pa yun. I hope this is not too long and sana hindi makategorize as spam mail. Ang paboritong apo, Karen.
Oh, that's the nicest so Karen funny. That we've ever met, huh? The nicest Karen.
I know, the nicest Karen. Thank you, Karen. I mean, first of all, yung conversation natin with Say Tioco was just, it was really so nice. And I wish we had more time with her, no? Kasi grabe, her advocacy and what she believes in is just, for me, it's really so important. So, so shout out to Say. Thank you again for, you know, for going on joining the podcast. And then, when it comes to taking therapy, actually, that is such a courageous and big leap. Kasi sa totoo lang, in the Philippines, ako, I know a lot of people who have the same type of thinking na parang pag nag-therapy ka, loka-loka ka, or like baliw ka, or alam mo yun, parang di mo kaya gawin sa sarili mo. Parang, hindi, tubig lang yan, matulog ka lang. Tubig? Anong gagawin ng tubig? Diba? But, I mean, like, that was very brave to actually think na parang, this is what I need. This is what I need for myself. And I know it's not probably for everybody and not a lot of people take that step to taking therapy. But basically, if that's what you need, diba? Parang, and look
actually,
where
not
it
enough
got you,
people, buddy. In my opinion, not enough people are doing it. There's people who need it and don't do it because they're afraid, they don't know. I'm a big this one really hits home for me because it really I had friends that should have done it, man, and they didn't, you know. So if you feel like you need to, if there's even an inkling saying maybe I should go see somebody to help me with this, do it. It will really, I think it's life changing. I feel like it would be life changing.
It is life changing, and especially with the move that you did, you went to another country.
Oh yeah,
honestly, ako, I had to do like a couple of sessions before moving because I know that I feel like I need to process a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts, and it really helped me. Kumbaga parang put my mind into that state that damn, I'll be moving.
Yeah,
because if you don't put your mind in that state, you know, parang medyo masyashok ka na lang na shit, nasa ibang country na ako, ano nang gagawin ko. But if you are aware Yeah, that's a really good move. So kudos to you. Kudos to you, Karen.
Congratulations, Karen. Yeah, good luck in Australia. And thank you for listening. And now that you're all caught up, sana hindi ka mabitin, you know. Oh, every week will be there. But yeah, that's the podcast. Please send us emails. As you can see, Rika and I really enjoy it when you send us emails.
We love emails.
So hit us up, thehalalashow@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow us online, Halala Show on Instagram. We did have that. We do have that Facebook group that Rika mentioned, Halala Show Let Your Fam. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Look out for our sponsored thing. It's coming out in April. We'll talk more about that moving forward. But that's it, Rika G. Anything else you want to say?
That's it, man.
All right. Extra song then. Halala Show.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.